పాదజమున ప్రభు శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం 7 కాంటో 8 చాప్టర్
ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ.
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 సో last day we discussed about Prahlad Maharaj, how he was seeing the Lord everywhere. In the same chapter, then when after being instructed by his Prahlad, all his schoolmates started chanting the name of the Lord. So the teachers, Sandra and Amarka, they became awestruck, they became afraid. So they left Prahlad to Hiranyakashipu. Then Hiranyakashipu became angry, very much angry. And then he said, Krudhas, in 8th chapter, text 6, he says, the Krudhasya jasya kampante trayo loka maheswara chasya me abhitabat mudha శాసనం కింగ్ బలాత్యుగా. దట్ మీన్స్ మై సన్ ప్రహ్లాద్, యువర్ ఆస్కర్, యూ నో దట్ వెన్ ఐఎమ్ యాంగ్రీ ఆల్ ద ప్లానెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద త్రీ వరల్డ్స్ ట్రెంబుల్ అలాంగ్ విత్ దర్ చీఫ్ రూలర్స్. బై హూస్ పవర్ హ్యాస్ యువర్ ఆస్కర్ లైక్ యూ బికమ్ సో ఇంపార్టెంట్ దట్ యూ అఫియర్ ఫియర్లెస్ అండ్ ఓవర్స్టెప్ మై పవర్ టు రూల్ యూ? సో ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ వాజ్ నాట్ అఫ్రెడ్. దట్ ఈస్ ది క్యారెక్టరిస్టిక్. ప్యూర్ డివోటీ. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఎ భగవద్ మహాత్మ్య, గీతా మహాత్మ్య, ఇన్ విచ్ దిస్ వర్స్ 16th చాప్టర్ భగవద్గీత, దిస్ అభయం సత్వ సంశుద్ధి, వన్ కింగ్డమ్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ ది దేర్ వాజ్ ఎ ఎలిఫెంట్ by that king, but somehow or other that elephant let loose from his cordon and he started coming to the populous area. So all the people were afraid and they were flying away, and they were also at that time when there was one Brahmin, one devotee, the place is Gujarat, Gujarat, and his state is Saurashtra. That Ayush from our Bhakti Shastri is from Saurashtra.
Oh.
The Saurashtra kingdom, there was a king, his name is Khadgabahu. And he has his elephant, his name is Harimardhana. Harimardhana. So somehow or other that elephant became mad and he was almost going to trample over the people. So the people fled away. But one Brahmin was taking his bath in the river and coming from the back. All he was out at, you ran away. The elephant, mad elephant is coming. But the Brahma was not careful, not afraid. So towards him, this mad elephant is coming. But this that Brahma simply tossed his head, or you may say trunk, like that, and started reciting these words, Abhayam Sattva Sansudhi Jnana Jagu. Then that elephant became very sober. The king was astonished. So he asked this Brahman, what was the mantra who chanted? He said that this is the mantra, Abhayam Sattva Sansudhi. And he chanted this mantra, and this way he also attained the spiritual world. This is narrated in Bhagavad Gita Mahatma.
So this Prahlad was very much not afraid at all. He was very much fearless. So he said, "Na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan, savai valam balinancha paresam, pare varami stirajangamano, brahma dayojena vasam pranitaha." Ladana said, "My dear king, the source of my strength of which you are asking is also the source of yours. Indeed, the original source of all kinds of strength is one. He is not only your strength of our mind, but the only strength for everyone. Without him, no one can get any strength. Whether moving or not moving, superior or inferior, everyone, including Lord Brahma, is controlled by the strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead." मदन्यो जगदीश्वर क्वासु जगदीश सर्वत्र कस्मा स्तंभे न दृश्यते. वेरी एंग्रीली शाउटिंग लाइक दैट ही सेज लाइक दिस, ओ मोस्ट अनफॉर्चुनेट प्रह्लाद, यू हैव ऑलवेज डिस्क्राइब्ड ए सुप्रीम बीइंग अदर देन मी, ए सुप्रीम बीइंग हु इज अबव एवरीथिंग, हु इज द कंट्रोलर ऑफ एवरीवन and who is all pervading, but where is he? If he is everywhere, then why is he not present before me in this pillar? Then some acharyas say, Miss Prahlad said, "Yes, drishyate, yes, I am able to see. The sarvatra asti, he is everywhere. Kasmat stambena na drishyate, he is able to see." So he put a feast, or what you may call, we made a this
punch,
he made a very strong punch, and then that he has so much power that that pillar broke and from that pillar started one huge sound. Then at first Hiranyakashipu was afraid, hearing the sound. He was unable to know what is what. So then the Lord actually appeared from there, that pillar. I said, "Today is the apparent day of Nrisimhadev." So Lord Nrisimhadev appeared. Satyam vidhatam nijabhrutya vasitam vyaptim ca bhuteshu akhileshu chatmanah adrusya tatya tadhuta rupam udbhan Stambhe sabhayam no mrugam no manusam. A very important verse. To prove that the statement of his servant Prahlad Maharaj was substantial, in other words, to prove that the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, even within the pillar of an assembly hall, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Hari exhibited a wonderful form never before seen. The form was neither that of a man nor that of a lion. Thus the Lord appeared in his wonderful form in the assembly hall. So then what is the, of course there are very much so much purport by these various acharyas, like satyam vidhatam nijabhutya vasitam, how he fulfills his promise like that. So many points are there, but we are not going to discuss these things. So the point is, in the next two verses, 19 to 22, these four verses, the narration of Nrisimhadev there. So you can have a darshan of Nrisimhadev in your mental eye. Hiranyakashipu studied the form of the Lord, trying to decide who the form of Nrisimhadev standing before him was. The Lord's form was extremely fearsome because of his angry eyes, which resembled molten gold. His shining mane, which expanded the dimensions of his fearful face, his deadly teeth, and his razor-sharp tongue, which moved about like a dwelling sword. His ears were erect and motionless, and his nostrils and gaping mouth appeared like caves of a mountain. His jaws parted fearfully, and his entire body touched the sky. His neck was very short and thick. his chest broad, his waist thin, and the hairs on his body as white as the rays of the moon. His arms, which resembled flanks of soldiers, spread in all directions. As he killed the demons, rogues, and atheists with his conceal, disc, claw, lotus, and other natural weapons. So in this way, Lord Narasimhadev appeared. Jai Bhagavan Narasimhadev Mahaprabhu Ki.
Jai.
So in this way, there was a fight between Narasimhadev and Hiranyakashipu. And Narasimhadev was very relishing this fight. He was enjoying this fight. But Hiranyakashipu was struggling with his, for his death, to be escaped from death. In this way, fighting was going on, and just the beginning of the evening, I told the translation, Satyam Vidhatam Nijabhutta Vasitam. So he appeared. So he, just in the evening, just before the onset of evening, he took Hiranyakashipu on his back and tore his chest to his wonderful nails, which is like thunderbolt like that. So in this way he fulfilled all the promise of Brahma. That was in the evening.
Sandhi.
Neither day nor night, evening or night. He killed it with his males, which is neither a living thing nor a dead thing. And he appeared in the form of neither a human being nor an animal. He is also not one of the creatures of created by Lord Brahma. And in this way, he was not killed in the land nor in the air. He killed him only through his putting it on his lap. So in this way, all the promises as promised by Brahma were kept intact, and the Lord killed this demon, Hiranyakashipu. So when the demon was killed, so all the demigods were very much happy, and they were praising the Lord, including Lord Brahma and Shiva and Lakshmi Devi. So they were offering so many prayers to the Lord. But the Lord was in an angry mood. So Lord Brahma sent Prahlad, giving a flower garland, that for you the Lord has appeared, so you pacify him. So he took this garland and went to the Lord. He was having no fear. Brahma and Shiva and Lakshmadevi was also afraid of this form of the Lord. But Prahlada was unafraid. So he went near the Lord, put the garland on his neck, and then started. First he prayed his over success. Then in this way he started various verses glorifying the Lord. So that is all described in the chapter 9. So many verses are there. We will recite only some of the verses, and that will be for tomorrow. जय श्री भागवतम की जय श्री गोपाल महाराज की जय श्री गुरुदेव की अनंत गुरु वैष्णव की जय गौर ब्रह्मानंदे
हरि हरि बोल।